The song that we have just sung, "The Lord has been so good to me, I want to sing His praise, I want to glorify His name all my remaining days." I believe that the more we realize how good the Lord has been to us, the more we want to sing His praise and the more we want to worship Him. If you will, turn in your Bibles this morning to the book of Deuteronomy. I would like to read from Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with the first verse. I want to read the entire chapter. I know that there are 20 verses there, but it's very important that we understand the background of what God is speaking to His people about. And of course, as He's speaking to the children of Israel about how He had blessed them, and because they had been blessed by God, they owed God a tremendous amount. Likewise, the same is true in our lives. God has blessed us. In fact, I believe that God has blessed those of us in this congregation. I believe God has blessed us more than He had blessed His people that we're going to read about here in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Please look in your Bibles at Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with the first verse. Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with the first verse, before we begin to endeavor to read, I would ask that you please join your hearts together with me in a moment of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, for the privilege that we have to come before Thy throne of grace, to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. Lord, we know that we need Thee every moment of our lives. There are times that we feel how much we need Thee, and we ask You to help us and bless us. For when we come into Thy house, we're made mindful of our weakness and our frailty and our inability to worship Thee without Thy help. Because they that worship Thee must worship Thee in spirit and in truth. And we need to be filled with the Spirit of God. So we ask You now to fill us with Thy Holy Spirit, that we would be lifted up and have our feet planted on heaven's table land, that we would hear the Word of God and rejoice in it and learn from it, and that we would be doers of Thy Word and not hearers only. We thank You, Lord, for the bountiful blessings of life. We thank You for blessing those who have had surgery to be doing better. And we pray that Thou, as the great physician, that Thou would continue to touch their bodies and strengthen them, lift them up, and restore them to their health. We beg You to bless their families with the strength and grace that they need as they take care of them. And we just pray that You would bless the families who are having trouble, that You would help them as You alone are able to do. Lord, we know that nothing is impossible with Thee, that You can touch and turn the minds and hearts of people, that even the hearts of kings are in Your hands. So we pray that You would help all of us, that we would be guided by Thee and led by Thee, and that we would follow the leadership of the Spirit of God. We beg Thy blessings upon those who have special burdens and problems, all of Thy people the world over. Bless each one, bless every congregation, wherever they're assemble together this morning in Thy name. Be with them and help them and bless the ministers to preach the Word and bless all of us to be as fertile ground, that the seed of the Word of God would be sown on fertile ground that would bring forth fruit to perfection in our lives. Help us to think about how good the Lord has been to us, and then help us to serve Thee every day. We pray in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Reading now from Deuteronomy chapter 8, Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning with the first verse. The Word of God says, "All the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember," I want you to think about that word now, remember. Do we need to remember what God has done for us? Are we liable to forget how good the Lord has been to us? I think that we need to pray that God will help us to remember how good the Lord has been to us. And that's what God is telling His people here in Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 2. Deuteronomy 8 verse 2 says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. Now they were walking, in the wilderness for 40 years. Their clothes did not get old. Their clothes did not wear out. And he says, and thy feet did not swell in spite of all the walking that they were doing. And all that was a miracle from God. It says in verse 5, thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways and to fear him. Now what's he saying in verse 6? He's saying, because of what God has done for you, because the Lord has been so good to you, he says, thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways and to fear him. Verse 7 says, for the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of the valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley and vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Thou shalt not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Now, aren't we in as great or greater a land today in America as they were in back there when they went into the land of Canaan? I believe that the United States of America is to us what the promised land was to the children of Israel. And God has blessed us to eat bread without scarceness. And if you go back and read all of the blessings that they had in the land of Canaan, in that promised land, you'll realize that we have that much and more in America today. And then he tells them, when they go into the land and they have all of those blessings, in verse 10, he says, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Why were they to bless the Lord God? Why were they to worship God? Why were they to serve God? He says, for the good things that God has given to you. And we sang that song, the Lord has been so good to me, I want to sing his praise. Do you want to sing God's praise? If you realize how good God has been to you, you will want to sing his praise. Amen. May God help us to think about how good God has been and is to us. Then he says in verse 11, he says, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied and all that thou hast is multiplied, that then thine heart be lifted up and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, and brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou shalt say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. What's he saying in verses 11 through 17? He's saying basically that when you have had so many blessings, when God has poured these blessings out in your life, you better beware, because you will begin to think and feel that you have gotten what you have by your strength and your might. And he says, you better not forget that God's the one that gave you everything you have. Did the children of Israel forget what God had done for them? And have we forgotten to a great degree? Do we forget how much the Lord has done for us? Listen carefully to verse 18. Again, now he tells them to remember. In verse 18 he says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth." Everything you have, who is it that blessed you with the strength and the mind and the ability to get whatever it is you have? A lot of people say, "I work for what I have." Well, you may have worked for what you have, but who is it that gave you the ability to work for what you have? It's God that's given you that. And that's the way that men, that's the way that human nature typically goes, is that when God pours out His blessings, we tend to forget God. And he's saying here now, twice now, in verse 2 and again now in verse 18, he says, "Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that..." I just want to say, I'm just going to put a blank here. "It is He that giveth thee..." And I'm just going to put a blank there. "It is He that giveth thee." It is God that giveth us. And you just fill in the blank with whatever it is that you have. Everything that you have that's good is a gift from God. The Bible says in James 1:17 that every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow turning. Every blessing that we have, every good gift and every perfect gift comes from God. And God's the one that has blessed our lives in so many ways, and God says, you better remember the source of all your blessings. You better remember that it's God that gives you good health. It's God who's given you the strength. It's God who's given you the mind that you have. It's God that's given you the job that you have. It's God that's given you everything that you have. And because God has done that for you, you have a responsibility to Him. There's two reasons. You have a responsibility to God just because of who He is. Even if He had never given you anything, you have a responsibility to worship God and serve God and obey God and fear God just because He's God. But I believe that you have a double reason to worship, serve, and obey God when you not only know who God is, but you know how good God has been to you. It's God, remember, he says in verse 18, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee." That's really the main thought, the main text that's on my heart. "Remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee." And then you fill in the blank with everything you have. You know where my wife came from? God. That's right. You know how I know that? Not only by my experience in looking at how God brought us together, the Bible says a prudent wife, that is a wise wife, a good wife is from the Lord. Do you know where I got my children from? The Bible says, that's exactly right, the Bible says that children are a gift from the Lord. All the blessings that we have, we need to remember to honor God and serve God and worship God and praise God every day, because it is the Lord that giveth thee. And then you just fill in the blank with every blessing that you have in your life. It's the Lord that gave you those blessings. Now, sometimes when we're asking God for blessings, sometimes we ask for the wrong kinds of blessings. Did you know that? Sometimes when there's some carnal thing that I want, I pray for God to bless me to get it. And we need to realize, brethren, that we spend too much time praying for carnal things and not enough time praying for the things that are most important in our lives. What would you say is one thing that you need to pray for, that God's Word teaches that you need to pray for, that you need to be asking God to give you? Name something that you know that you need God to give you. Okay, you're all right. Every one of you is right. I'm going to pick one. I'm going to pick one of you said wisdom. Wisdom. Do you need wisdom from God? Listen, brethren, you can ask for $1 million. If you don't have wisdom, you'll soon be gone with that $1 million. And you'll make a fool out of yourself with that $1 million. One of the primary things that we need to ask God for, and the Bible says we need to ask God for it, James 1:5 says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth... He does what? That's the main word I want you to remember as we go along. He does what? He giveth. He giveth. He giveth to all men liberally. What does the text say in Deuteronomy 8:18? It says that we need to remember the Lord thy God, which giveth thee, and then everything we have. It's God who gives godly wisdom. And you cannot get wisdom any other way than from the Lord. God is the source of all true wisdom. And we need to pray, God, please give me wisdom. Do you need wisdom to know how to raise your children? Well, Donald, you've got yours raised. Now you don't need wisdom, do you? Sure do is right. Even Emily's not raised. She's in college, but as long as you're alive and she's alive, you're her daddy, and you need wisdom to know how to deal with her in every way. Even when our children are grown, do we need wisdom to know how to deal with them after they're grown? There's a difference. Once your child leaves your house, there's a difference in your relationship or fellowship. There's a difference in your relationship. That's right. Once they're grown and out of your house, there's a difference. And yet you still have a responsibility toward those children. They're your children as long as you live. And you need wisdom, and I need wisdom, and all of us, we need wisdom to know how to deal with everything we're doing. At work, do you need wisdom? Everywhere you go, do you need wisdom? Do you need wisdom to know how to deal with your spouse? Do you need wisdom? Do I need wisdom to know how to deal with my mother as a child who has a mother that's grown? Do I need wisdom to know how to deal with her in every way in my life? All of us need wisdom in so many different ways, and we need to ask God for wisdom because we will make major mistakes in our lives unless God gives us wisdom. Which is more important for you to pray for? A new car, new truck, new home, or wisdom? Which one do you pray for the most? Carnal things or wisdom? Which ones do you... Just think for a minute. What is it that you ask for the most? Is it things, material things, or is it spiritual things and godly things? Is it good things that you ask for, or is it carnal things that you ask God for? We need to pray that God will open our eyes and give us some wisdom to know we need to ask Him for wisdom. Go in your Bibles, go forward in your Bibles about probably 100 pages to 2 Chronicles. I want you to notice in 2 Chronicles chapter 1. 2 Chronicles, please turn in your Bibles to 2 Chronicles chapter 1. 2 Chronicles, you have 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, and then 1 and 2 Chronicles. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, I want you to notice, beginning in verse 7, we have a man that God came to and told him that he could have whatever he asked for. And so, it would, you know, the devil's always trying to get people to think, okay, you get this little genie out of a bottle and you ask this little genie, you've got 3 wishes. Well, listen, brethren, little genies are never going to give you anything. The devil will give you bad things. The devil will give you things that will destroy your life. But you need wisdom from God to know what good things you need. In 2 Chronicles chapter 1, look in your Bibles at verse 7. In that night did God appear unto Solomon, said unto him, ask what I shall give thee. Boy, what would you have said? Just tell me what you want. God came to him now and said, just tell me what you want. You think there were a lot of things his flesh wanted? But did he have enough wisdom already to know there was something more important than natural things? He says, ask what I shall give thee. In verse 8, the scripture says, and Solomon said unto God, thou hast showed great mercy unto David my father. Did he know he didn't deserve these blessings from God? And did he know his daddy didn't even deserve those blessings? He says, you have shown great mercy to David my father, and hast made me to reign in his stead. Now, O Lord, let thy promise unto David my father be established, for thou hast made me king over a people like the dust of the earth in multitude. Did he know why he was king? Did he say he was the king because his father was the king and he was the next in line? No, he said God had made him king. And then in verse 10 he says, give me now, here's the one thing he's asking for God to give him. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? I need to realize I can't do anything without God's help. I need wisdom from God. I need wisdom as a pastor. I need wisdom in every area of my life. We all need wisdom. We need to be praying for wisdom. Because God's promised if we ask, He will give us wisdom. Because wisdom is a good thing for us to ask for. There are some bad things to ask for, but wisdom is a good thing to ask for. Verse 11 says, and God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked riches, wealth, or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither yet hast asked long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Did Solomon get wisdom? Did he get wisdom? Did he get wisdom right here? Yes, he did. He got wisdom. Did he later not use his wisdom? He got wisdom, brethren. God gave him wisdom. He got a lot of other blessings too, but he forgot to daily ask the Lord, give me wisdom. Did the children of Israel need God to give them something when they were going through the wilderness? Did they need God to give them something in the wilderness? Did God give them what they needed? Were they appreciative of what they were given by God? And then they got into the land of Canaan. Did God grant them victory over the Canaanites that were in the land? But did they appreciate the victory that they had? Did they give God the glory? And now the bottom line is this. It doesn't matter so much about the children of Israel today as it does about me and you. Have we been blessed by God just like Israel was blessed by God? And has God poured His blessings out on us? And are we serving Him and honoring Him and obeying Him like we need to? Or have we forgotten the Lord our God is the one that gave us all these things? What do I need to pray for? One of the things I need to pray for is wisdom. There are a lot of good things that God tells us to pray for. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 7. Listen to what Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount. Is it good? Is it right? Is it honoring to God for me to ask God for things? Does it please God for me to ask Him for things? Yes, it pleases Him to ask for things. If I'm asking for the right things, it pleases Him. Look at Matthew chapter 7. Jesus says this in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7. Jesus says, ask. Does He tell us to ask? Repeatedly, God's Word says, ask. He says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Now, does God tell me that I need to ask Him for things? But now, what does the devil then tell me what to ask for? What does he tell me to ask for? You know, two of the best members that we ever had in the church in Columbus was a young couple that were blessed in a lot of ways by God. His grandfather died. They had a lot of money. They had a lot of material blessings. But did you know they just weren't satisfied? And they began to hear some false theology. And I went to visit them one time, and on the refrigerator, There was a woman with a mink coat, just a picture out of a catalog, a woman in a mink coat. And then there was a picture of a bunch of cattle, beautiful red cattle with white faces. And I said, what are these pictures of? Because I could tell they were just cut out of a catalog. And they said, well, we believe that if we ask believing, and if every day we keep asking for this, she said, God's going to give me a mink coat. And he said, God's going to give me these cattle that I want. And they just kept praying and asking for that. Now, they eventually left the church. Do you know why they eventually left the church? They swallowed the false doctrine of this world. The devil will distort what Jesus meant when he says, ask and it shall be given you. And there are many people today that think that if you ask for a Cadillac and you believe that God will give you that Cadillac, he is obligated to give you that Cadillac. That is not the teaching of the Word of God. God has not promised us riches. In fact, has said that riches bring trouble in our lives, that it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And yet we seek after riches more than we seek after the good things that we ought to be seeking after. And so he comes down in verse 11 and explains what he's saying in verse 7. He says in verse 11, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts. Do you know how to give good things to your children? Do you know how to give good things to your children? Do you really know how to give good things to your children? Let me tell you something, brethren. There's a lot of parents don't know how to give good things to their children. There are a lot of children that don't need some of the things. There are a lot of parents who give their children things that end up in their children getting killed. You know why? Because the children are not able to control and have the things that you're giving them. You need wisdom to know what to give your children and what not to give your children. If ye then being evil, this is verse 11, Matthew 7, verse 11, if ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, your Father which is in heaven, give... Now I want you to notice the next word. Give, what are the next two words there? Give good things to them that what? Ask Him. Is it important that I ask God for wisdom and for faith and all the other things, the good things? Now the problem arises... In my mind, the things I think are good things are often different than what God's Word describes as good things. So sometimes I'm asking for what I think are good things, and they're really bad things. Because unless I have wisdom, I can't even tell the difference in the good things and the bad things. Sometimes we ask for things that are for our ruin and for our hurt. But God's promise is not that He'll give us anything we want. The promise is, if you ask, He will give the good things, the good things. Now, I want you to notice the parallel scripture in here and Luke. Turn in your Bibles to Luke, because I want you to notice very carefully, and it's important that you put beside Matthew 7:11, you need to write down, see also Luke 11, verse 13. Look carefully, because he's going to tell you about these good things. Same wording. I want you to look carefully at Luke chapter 11, verse 13. Luke records it a little different than the way Matthew records it. But I think he helps explain what Matthew records. In Luke chapter 11 and verse 13, the Bible says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give what? Now, what did he say over there? How did Matthew record the words of Jesus? He said that Jesus said, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give what? Good things. Now, how does Luke record it? How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Do you need to ask for the Holy Spirit? This isn't being born of the Spirit of God, brethren. The only people that ever desire to feel communion with the Spirit of God are those who've already been born of the Spirit of God. But as a born-again child of God, you need to be asking God for the Holy Spirit. You need to ask God every day, fill me with your Spirit. I need to, every time I come to the house of God, I need to be praying, fill me with your Spirit. I ask you for the Holy Spirit. Why? Why do you need the Spirit of God? Why do you need the Spirit of God? Well, let me ask you this. What is the kingdom of heaven? What is the kingdom of heaven? Everybody here knows the definition of that from Romans 14:17. What is the kingdom of heaven? It's righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. You can't be in the kingdom of heaven if you don't have the Holy Ghost. You need to ask God for the Holy Ghost. You need to ask God for the Spirit. You need to ask God to bless you to feel His Spirit. If you're evil, if ye then being evil, and that's what we all are, if you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall our Heavenly Father give the Holy... He will do what? Give. Give. You remember how we started out in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18? Remember the Lord thy God which giveth thee. Giveth thee. You know how often we have Christmas where you get gifts? You know how often we have Christmas? Thank you, Brother Jerry. Every day. Well, how can you say we're having Christmas every day? Well, I'll tell you why. It's not because Santa Claus is going around. It's because our God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, you know what He's doing every day? The Bible says He daily loadeth us with benefits. God is the one that gives every good gift and every perfect gift. Do you need wisdom? Here's God now saying, just tell me what you want. Ask anything you want. You get up in the morning, He says, just tell me what you want. Oh, I'll tell you what will jump in my mind. But you know what I need? I need to study God's Word so that I need to know what to ask for when God says, ask. Ask and it shall be given thee. What do I need? I need good things. What are those good things? One of those good things is wisdom. Another good thing is the Holy Ghost, isn't it? Has God given you some good things today? Has God given you some good things in your life? What's the song we sang? The Lord has been so good to me. I want to love Him more. Go with me to Romans chapter 6. I want to just mention one other thing. There are many, many things. How long do you think the list of good things is? I will give you good things to them that ask Him. How long do you think that list is? Well, we would not be able to cover them if we stayed here all day and went through God's Word looking at all the good things God said. Even when I asked you what are the good things we need to ask for, there were probably 8 or 10 different answers that was given. One of them that was given was wisdom. Somebody said that. Somebody else said the Holy Ghost. Here's something else. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, listen carefully. Romans 6, 23 says that the wages of sin is death, but the, what's the next word there? The gift of God, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Is that a great gift that God's given you? Eternal life is a gift from God. A gift from God. Oh, listen, brethren, your life on this earth is short. It's going away quickly. We talked about that in our Bible study this morning. I just asked all of you that were 35 and older to hold up their hands. Your life is going by real fast. Did you know that? Our lives are soon going to be over. The Bible says our life is a handbreadth, as a vapor. It's as a shadow. It's as a weaver's shuttle. Our lives go by quickly. Our lives just fleet right by. But listen, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to live forever. And it's not because I asked to live forever. I'm going to live forever because God chose me before the foundation of the world and predestinated me to be conformed to the image of His Son. God sent His only begotten Son into the earth. Jesus Christ died for my sins. I'm not going to be in eternal heaven, nor are you going to be in heaven, nor is anybody going to be in eternal heaven. Nobody's going to live forever in eternal heaven because their good works outweigh their bad works. I'm absolutely amazed at the number of people, and I'm talking about Primitive Baptists. I asked one this past week, been in the church all his life, and almost all the time that I see somebody, and I haven't been in the church here, but in another Primitive Baptist church, I said, what do you believe you have to do to go to heaven? You know what he told me? He said, well, I know we've got to go to church, and we've got to be faithful to God, and we've got to serve the Lord. Oh, poor soul. You know what you have done to get you in eternal heaven? You have done absolutely nothing. It's all by God's grace. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, Jesus makes this statement. I'll close with this one verse of Scripture. Jesus says, "Has God given? If you're here and God's given you a lot of blessings, hold up your hand if God has given you a lot of blessings, poured out blessings in your life. Now here's what Jesus says. Jesus says, to whom much is, guess what the next word is there? To whom much is given, much is required. Not asked. You know, some people say, well, God wants you to do something. You don't find that from Genesis to Revelation, not in the Word of God. Not that God wants you to do something or tries to get you to do something or any of that. God requires something of you. Did you know there's a difference in parents that require something of their children and people that just want their children to do something? You need to require things out of your children. Require it. Require it. God requires things out of me and you as His children. And to whom much is given, much is required. God requires more. Listen carefully. Those of you who are in this congregation this morning, God requires more out of you than He does probably anybody else in this town. Did you know that? I believe God has given us in this building, I believe He's given us more than He's given most people. And I owe Him more. And He requires more of me. May God help us to serve the Lord every day and to realize how good the Lord has been to us, how much He's given us. May God help us to know He requires a lot of us in service and obedience every day is my prayer for Christ's sake.